Hello there, Twisted Threads family. So glad you joined us. Thank you so much for supporting our brand new podcast for Twisted Threads Radio. You're going to find everything here. We're so excited because today is our launch day, July 1st. We're halfway through the year and we want to give you some supportive messages, and we've created a brand new segment to add to our repertoire, Moments of Impact. And with our Moments of Impact, we hope that it does just that. For the messages from Twisted Threads, we thank you so much for joining our team, for joining our family. If you're brand new to the Twisted Threads Radio, to the Twisted Threads family, expect more to come. Again, such an exciting time for us as we get mid through the year. We started our Reflections of Purpose in January, and you can visit our YouTube channel and look for Twisted Threads for you to be able to update the messages. But this was just such an important time that we wanted to take the opportunity to give a great big shout out to all of our supporters and YouTube channel subscribers, and to all of you who are new to Twisted Threads, welcome to the ride. Welcome to Moments of Impact, sponsored by Twisted Threads, featuring your host, Karen A. Sims. We're glad that you decided to join us today. Remember to share these Moment of Impact messages with others in your circle so that we can continue to grow our network and inspire, impact, and transform globally. First things first. When we think about the topic of first things first, we want to talk about setting priorities. Now, putting first things first is different than just setting a goal. It's different than what your objectives are when you set forth your day-to-day activities and you've got your to-do list. This is a focus on how we can do things for ourselves that better ourselves, not just our homes and our workplaces, but also in our communities. Because the ultimate goal is that you are in a place where you're giving back to society in a way that you feel good about. Understanding that impacting your circle doesn't mean that all of us need to be worldwide. Of course, that's my goal. But if global expansion is not your goal today, it's perfectly fine if you're making an impact right in the area where you are, because that is a very special thing. Look, putting your first things first means making your unit first. So maybe it's not you individually, and maybe you don't have the opportunity to put yourself right at the top of the list. But it does mean that even though sometimes you don't have the opportunity to put yourself in first place all the time, you do have the opportunity to push forward your entire unit. So if you're a mother, this is your job. You push forward the unit. If you're a spouse, this is your job to be in conjunction with your other spouse and setting goals and pushing forward with what you believe is the right thing for your family. So you got to understand what it means and how we put ourselves out in the universe, because there'll be times when we're thinking about all the responsibilities that might be in our purview. So maybe it's PTA, maybe it's ministry, maybe you are a workaholic and you're pushing forward to that next big promotion, and it's the job that sometimes the responsibilities come first. It may be just coming home and doing family stuff versus work stuff. That's how you put first things first. Thinking about all those things and how sometimes we will stretch ourselves too thin. We've got to focus on what are the first things, what are the first people, who and how are we setting priority, and how will actually things be done so that even if you decide, okay, my faith is a priority, so I want to have more meditation time, I want to have more reading time, I want to have more soaking time, and whatever it is that you decided is that priority, those are the things you're going to get done. Why? Because you pushed them higher. You made those things the first things first. So if it's once a month that you go and get your manicure and pedicure, you made yourself a priority. If it's that massage or the couple's date night, these are the things that you can do to say, this is a priority to me. I love the fact that I have a picture that used to be in one of my homes and it's now in my youngest son's home, and it says, and the wording on it under the picture, and the picture has all of us in it. So it's me, all of my children, and even my oldest granddaughter. And it lets us know, because it says in the inscription, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And it's always a great reminder because, one, I mean, my kids can't get away from it. I'm a PK preacher's kid myself. They understand that it's always something that I'm going to do to put God first, because God is a priority in my life. My family is a priority in my life, so that they know that they're there as well. But when we think of what are the things that we're putting first, it gives us an opportunity to set those forth for our family so that they know, what are our morals? What are our values? What do we stand for? And then you get the chance to set those standards for your kids of what they're going to do. You get to set standards for you and your spouse of maybe the goals that you set for your finances, for your faith, maybe their health and fitness goals that you have for yourself. I'm so thankful that we've got these moments of impact, because we're going to be digging into each of these topics one by one. And hopefully you'll continue to come back and join us. But when we think about all the things that we've got to figure out in our lives and figure out, so what's the priority? What comes first? And then what comes after that? That, my only kind of comedy out with all of this, is to remind yourself not to put too much on yourself, and to make sure that you are setting goals that are attainable for you. So what I'm doing in my life may not even be an aspiration for you, and it's okay, because your first things first are still the first things that you're taking care of. And moms and dads and husbands and wives and cousins and single people, friends, and everyone in our Twisted Threads Radio family, we're putting first things first because it's a priority. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages for more on this topic of first things first. Hey there, Twisted Threads family. This is Karen Sims, your host, and I just wanted to share with you an exciting opportunity. Look, you can send a voicemail to my podcast for an opportunity to possibly be a part of one of our future shows. Yes, we'll have question and answer segments, and maybe you'll hear yourself on a future episode of Moments of Impact, or our Reflections of Purpose, or other segments that we will be releasing shortly. Look, find the voicemail message button and make sure you leave a message so that we can include you, whether it's on any of those segments. We're excited for the opportunity for you to be a part of our show, because you're already part of the Twisted Threads Radio family. We're excited you joined us. And we're back with this moment of impacts as we focus on the topic of first things first. So as we left, we were talking about how you can set priorities for you and your family. And I love it because, you know, when I go out shopping, I always remind myself, you know, one for them, two for me. That's my way of making sure that I put myself first. But I love it because when we go out into the world and we understand that loving ourselves being a priority, we actually get to train the people around us. We get to train those people who maybe have not encountered us before. They've never had a Karen in their life before. And I love it because I tell my friends often about an experience that I had at a job interview where they asked the question, so why should we choose or select you over everybody else? And my answer simply was,
because everybody needs a Karen. It's just that only one of me is available. Look, it wasn't even an ego trip. And yes, I backed it up with the reasons why I felt like I was the best choice. But sometimes we got to be confident in our own essence in the places where we show up in. So where are you showing up? Are you showing up for yourself first? Are you showing up for your family first? We've got a great feature here on Twisted Threads Radio, and we'll ask the question and end this segment with the question to you. Tell me how you are making first things first in your life. Is it setting schedules for your kids and making sure they're not driving you crazy? Is it collaborating with your spouse? Is it co-parenting? Tell me what financial goals you might have where you say, this year, I'm putting first things first by doing. Use the voicemail message option that you have. Leave a message, and it'll be a great opportunity for you and your answer to be reviewed as part of one of our future episodes of our Moments of Impact. Look, it's Twisted Threads Radio. We're excited you continue to join us. As always, we say on our Twisted Threads YouTube channel for our Reflections of Purpose and here now for our Moments of Impact and all through our Twisted Threads Radio. Make it an amazing day. We hope to hear from you really soon.